right, I'm joined in the studio by the gorgeous, by the lovely Molly Miller.
No difference. I'm just talking with headphones on. I don't.
Take the headphones off.
Should I take the headphones? Yeah, but then I feel like I'm not actually doing it properly if I haven't got the headphones on.
Can you hear me with the headphones? If you can't hear me through the headphones, is it worth having them on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I just can't hear myself through the headphones.
No.
Right, okay.
But you can hear yourself.
I can hear myself, it's just like I'm talking.
I'm joined in the studio by Molly Miller, who is a beauty expert. She's here every two weeks, with her beauty feature, Ask Molly. She writes all the local papers, the Gazette series goes all over Essex, and does loads of different beauty features. So, hello. What's the blog?
It's AskMollyBeauty.com.
There we go. And you've got a plethora... of products today.
Yes, I have indeed.
Is that correct? I'll ask Mel in the chat room if she'll tell me if I just used that wrong again.
I'm well. Well, I sound unwell. I'm absolutely exhausted, as you can tell by my face. I'm so run down where the kids have been ill that all I've been doing is eating sugar to try and keep me awake.
Like bags of it?
Literally, like a horse. Sugar cubes. I bought those mini bags of like Mars bars and things, yeah. You know, and rather than just have one, I sort of just munch them just to give me energy throughout the day. But obviously it's short term energy and it's come out on my face and I didn't even have any spots. Normally my skin's really good.
You've got beautiful skin.
I never get them, but this was just like a tiny little thing.
Yeah.
And I squeeze because I like squeezing and I like squeezing ingrown hairs and things.
Yep.
And there was nothing there, and so I've just made a mess now. Now it looks like I've got a big burn mark.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
You're still beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. It's Molly Appreciation Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
What's that? Feed.
This is Clarins.
Yeah.
Now, I love Clarins, and they always do so many good offers, but this one is with Feed Projects. So Clarins and Feed Projects have got together. Now, Feed Projects is a charity. It's basically to help childhood hunger. It was founded in 2007 by Lauren Bush and Ellen Gustafson. It's a non-profit organisation. It raises funds for the United Nations. Basically, if you go to any Clarins counter at the moment...
Yep.
Now I definitely have gone quiet.
Oh,
I've gone worse now, yeah.
All right.
It's through from the 21st of September to the 4th of October. Now, if you buy any two Clarins products, that's better, yeah. You get a bag full of goodies. Now... this is free, so buy two products you get this.
Oh, sorry.
And it's loads. I mean,
loads
Clarins, sample sizes or travel sizes, I mean, they call these discovery sizes.
Yeah.
But they're not how other products, other brands. Clarins are so generous with their samples and so on. And these would last, a good few weeks.
Yeah,
each
definitely.
Product would last a good few weeks. So you've got in there the Relaxed Bath and Shower Concentrate, which just smells heavenly. You've got the Moisture Rich Body Lotion with Shea Butter. You've got a Hand and Treatment Nail Cream. You've got a Gentle Refiner Exfoliator and the Hydra Quench Cream Mask, which is fantastic for dehydrated skin. And this is free, but what I like about it...
How come did you get it free?
It's if you buy two... If you buy two products,
yep.
You get this free. And what happens is each cosmetic bag, which contains these five products, will provide 10 nutritious school meals
yep.
through the United Nations World Food Programme to children in developing countries.
Yep.
So... don't feel guilty when you start buying loads of Clarins and things because you're doing it for a good cause, and that's all going to, you know, that's feeding 10 children.
Yeah.
Now,
just have to say, the colour of your top today is like a silvery colour, and I can't take my eyes. I really like that. It's lovely.
Oh, it's only Primark. It was only about £2 from Primark.
Well, it just shows you how cheap I am. Get on.
Right.
Just shows you my taste.
It's because I'm going for a long dog walk, you see, afterwards,
right.
And this is what, we don't mind. I mean, I haven't got a dog. I'm borrowing a dog. But
sorry, you're going on a long dog walk. I don't have a dog. I borrow one. Are you sure it's not sort of some compulsion to steal?
I really do want a dog steal.
Yeah,
I do, apparently they puke everywhere, and I'm just too fussy in my housework. But anyway, staying on with Clarins, I've got the Perfect Eyes and Brow Palettes. Oh, wow, Michelle.
Oh.
You wait till you see this. Brows are huge. Now, I know...
they are in Brentwood.
Yeah, but... all the catwalk shows for autumn, winter and for next year showed that awful, and they even called it this, the Scouse Brows
no,
bag.
No, yes. Not ill.
But
God.
It's a difference. It's not black Scouse Brow.
Right.
It's going to be a bushy brow.
Yeah.
I'll stick to the brow. Yeah. I better stick to the... Yeah, okay.
It's going to be coming back in fashion. Get on with it.
You're being rude.
I'm not being rude, I'm saying.
Right. How fantastic is this brow kit from Clarins? It is the best one I've seen. I think it beats all of them out there.
Very pretty.
Oh, well, it's 30... No, it's not. It's... Let me have a look. It's... Yes, it's £35. Now, in it, you've got... three powders to shape and even out the brows. It's got a holding wax set to hold your brows in place if they are quite bushy. I mean, mine are non-existent because I pluck them from about the age of 13. Don't do that, kids. Ever pluck your eyebrows. So it's got a luminous beige pink shadow, which enhances the eye, as well as your brow, three different shades of brow powder. So it will suit every single skin tone, every single hair colour. Also included are an eyebrow brush, mini tweezers, and a double applicator for waxing the powders.
Lovely.
It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? It's got everything in it.
And yeah, I if you're a girly who likes your makeup, Clarins always do things that are very girly,
yeah,
makeup.
And it looks lovely. So and this would actually, I'd be so happy if somebody got this for me for Christmas. Well, you know, I mean, don't get it for me for Christmas because obviously I've got this one. But I'm just saying, it would be such a nice thing.
I'd love
thing.
It for Christmas. Don't get me that. I've already got it. Right. Turns nasty.
Right. Right, the next thing I'm going to go on to. Now, do you remember Karin Herzog? No.
Is she a model, supermodel?
No. No, that's Karen. Oh, I don't know. Now you've thrown me.
Some woman called Karen.
Karen, right. Yeah. Karin Herzog, this makeup, this skincare brand has been going for years and years and years and years. And I can remember when I was much younger and the first time I used to go for facials and things. And Karin Herzog, I could never afford it. It was so expensive, but it really is luxurious. It's sold in the top salons. It's,
that's probably why I've not heard of it.
Yeah, well, they've got, basically, they're kind of like the brand. I mean, it smells amazing. Mm. But this is their new skincare brand, skincare system. It's all going back to basics with skincare. It's all about the cleansing. I mean, obviously, that's what I need to do at the moment. So it's about preventing clogged pores, spots. And it's a new cleansing milk and toning lotion. So it leaves your skin feeling really, really clean. It gets rid of all your makeup and grime and so on. You've also got a really good here facial oil, which is a vitamin combi facial oil. Now, I use this. I tested this the other day. And I must admit, I'm one that I use my S-Spas, my Elemis, because I love the aromatherapy smell. This is a really luxury. What have I said wrong?
No, nothing. Sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought I said something bad.
No.
I thought I said something rude again.
No, nothing rude.
Oh, okay. this is they're a Swiss company, and this is like, they call it oxygen skincare. But this cleanser, when you put it on, you can really feel it working. Now, I'm kind of like, it doesn't smell at all synthetic. You can really put some of that on. It's just got a really luxurious smell. It's like the proper skincare. They haven't, you know, can you see
it's
what I mean?
That looks, this is the cleansing milk, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the cleansing milk. And what you do is remove it with water, or you can remove it with the toner. The toner's really good. It's a very gentle toner. It can be used by all skin types.
I reckon it's about £42.
No, it's £30 of cleansing milk, and the toner is £28. And unfortunately, I haven't got... Oh, yes, I have here. I've got the facial oil here. Is £29. This facial oil has got in it vitamins A and E. It's very good for dehydrated skin, especially good for the winter when the central heating goes up and the weather's getting cold. I always use a facial oil, always. And whilst everything's been sort of like argan oil, this one is nice because it's got all your vitamins in it. It's got vitamin A in it, so it helps the natural production of collagen. So I really, really did like this. I'm putting that in the paper in a couple of weeks' time. But this is one of my favourite brands, and I'm so pleased that, you know, they're sort of like... They haven't relaunched it. I mean, it's been going for ages, but it's just nice that, you know, the PRs have sent it to me because you don't often see it advertised, probably because I don't need to, because people that are faithful to it, they know how good it is, you know. So, but yes, that's one of my favourites.
Right, we'll be coming back. We're just going to do a quick bit about, we're not going to rush it today. We can go after the
thing. Okay,
so,
cool. Yeah.
You know, take your time.
Oh, okay, cool.
Chill out.
Yeah. Stick my feet up.
Stick your feet up where?
Mm.
On the desk.
Maybe,
whatever.
On
I'm
your lap?
The boss.
Oh,
on my
gosh.
Lap.
Sorry.
On my lap. What's wrong with you? Somebody just said in the chat room, my top's nice. I don't know so much. I think it looks like a pair of curtains that have been draped.
No, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
And I like the sparkle.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd put a bit of glamour on today. I don't sound very glamorous, do I? I don't feel
sniffing?
It.
No, my son's been so ill with colds.
Yeah. Horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, in the night, it's like... like that all through the night and snoring.
But you had to put Cornwall in your ears, stop yourself hearing that.
No, do you know what? He snuggles up to me because I've got this super king bed and I'm on my own, so I like.
Sorry if anyone's out there, was that an invite?
Yeah, I've got a super king bed and I'm on my own. I've just got a lion in there and I let my little 6 year old cuddle up to me. My daughter won't because she's like 11 years old and God, I'm not even allowed to walk near her now. She's gone to secondary school.
No, too right.
No. But my son is like a little hot water bottle.
Oh.
But it does get lonely sometimes.
I'm glad we do this beauty feature. Let's have some travel. Attitude. Now, I'm joined at the moment by our resident beauty expert. It is Molly Miller. She is here with loads of stuff. And I, where are we moving on to now, Molly?
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I had a facial the other day at Espa. And because I do love their facials. I do love their products as well.
Whereabouts was that?
At Clearview in, but I don't want to come too much.
Oh, so, yeah, anyway, sorry.
Because they're not here.
No, I do.
It was at the gym that I go to, which is Active Gym down the A127.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
They are very good there. They are brilliant there. But it's just so expensive, the facials, you know. They're like sort of like 50, 65 quid. I know, they are expensive. I treated myself because I was feeling a bit down and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, but they've brought out this new product, Espa, and it's called the Optimal Skin Pro Cleanser. And basically it does everything. It cleanses, it exfoliates, and it's a mask as well. So you can use it daily as a cleanser. You just rinse it off with a muslin cloth,
did you say? It's muslin, not muslim. Don't rub it off with a muslin cloth. Don't do that. Don't turn your microphone around. Yeah. Steer away from that conversation. Yeah. Just with it. Yeah. You need to turn the microphone around. It's just dropped. You've dropped the microphone as well.
Yeah,
just turn it round, sorry.
There?
That's it,
is
yeah.
Is that better?
You've got to keep it there.
It's going to drop again, isn't
it? Yeah, you've got to keep it there, though, Molly.
Okay, shall I just hold it like that?
Yeah.
Okay. You can also use it as a mask, so you leave it on for 15 minutes twice a week.
Yeah.
It's got in it neroli, mandarin, bergamot and juniper, so it smells lovely. So it does everything, really, and it exfoliates as well. I don't know if you want to have a little whiff of that. That's only a 50 mil, so, but it is really lovely. It's got in it pumpkin enzymes, which help remove dull cells, so it leaves your skin quite glowing. I'm going to use that later when I take all this fake tan off. I've got a fake tan on because I've got kinky boots tonight.
Sorry?
I've bought some kinky boots to wear tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm only going to Lot in Shenfield with my friend. I always go there on a Friday night just to have some tapas. Not that I'm only...
Oh, like tapas. I like tapas.
I love tapas.
What do you like best?
I have everything when I go down to Lot. I have the calamari. Oh, I love calamari. I have the garlic bread with the onion on it. I know their menu off by heart. But I do. I love... But do you know what? I go down there. I'm not drinking. I'm not having a late one. I might pop along to the Phoenix thing afterwards. I'm not out to meet anybody. I literally just go
there. If you see a snake down Brentwood High Street about half past 12.
Yeah, no. I'm not at that place. I've decided to do a whole
To the Phoenix FM Friday night and go and listen to some music.
Yeah, I'm not. Yes, well, I'm going to go for some tapas with my friends, but I've got a babysitter, so I can't be too long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone wondered about what Molly was up to.
Come down to Lot and look at my scabs on my face.
That's lovely.
Right. Anyway, that's exactly why I'm not going out. But I've got these lovely boots that I bought yesterday, and they're like knee length, and they've got a zip up the front.
Yeah.
And they've got a chunky heel.
Yeah.
And I bought them. I did put this on Twitter. I bought a kilt.
All right, yeah.
Because I thought a kilt's quite... I bought a kilt because kilts are in fashion.
Yeah.
And and that's why I've got a bit of fake tan on, but I think I'd probably have to wear tights with it. Although I haven't got cellulite, but anyway. So I was thinking a kilt's quite nice.
And how much were your boots? 160?
No, the boots were 50 something pounds. They're Henry Holland, but they were reduced because they've got a big 25% off on Debenhams.
Yeah.
But they are nice, but they're quite chunky heel.
Mm.
Quite a little platform on them.
Yeah.
So they're like...
Easy to walk in as well.
They're really easy to walk in, but they've got a heel on because I'm 5 foot, nearly 5 foot nine. Everyone's short out there. It doesn't matter anyway because I'm going to be my own for the rest of my life.
Just insulted about half the population. But don't matter if you're short. Don't worry about it. Molly's not concerned.
Well, no, but when you look at a man, you need to look up to them or at least be on the same level. You don't want to look down.
I always tend to look down on men.
Yeah,
just
I know.
In general.
I have to say, it depends what you're doing, doesn't it?
Thank you. Moving on.
Sorry.
Daytime radio. What have you got in your hand there?
I won't tell you what I asked the editor the other day if I could do this feature. He said, I don't think the family paper are quite ready for that feature yet, Molly.
Tell us off air.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. Well, no, because it is on my blog.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Loctican, and it's Divine Youth Oil.
Oh, yep.
Another oil. So this one is all plant oils. It's got in it buckthorn, apricot, and rosehip. It's got in the evening primrose, borage. It's got 7 plant oils in it. It's very rich in omega 9. It's also got essential fatty acids in it, so it's very good. It's brilliant because it's non-oily. It's good for greasy skin, because any type of skin should really use oily, even if you've got oily skin. The texture, you can open it.
Oh no, don't open it
because I've got to test it anyway. You know, so the skin. So basically, it makes skin feel plump and so on.
My skin's already plump.
But it's not.
Just got a face like a cabbage patch doll. That's what I said this morning. It really is. I've got some samples of this actually from and their skincare. I've never used that Loctitan skincare before because I use their bath stuff sometimes.
Oh, their bath stuff's amazing.
But their skincare stuff was really, really nice.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, this has got like 84% of skin stays velvety soft all day long. I mean, this is just
a fantastic
PR release.
Delivery system. You've got like a little pipette in there, and you press the top, and it gets out the right amount.
Yeah.
Oh, I say. That's very good.
It's very good, isn't it? Now, it is expensive. It's £68, but you only need a couple of drops before you empty that whole
bottle. I'm putting it back.
But do you know what? As I say, I love an oil, and these companies are coming out. They're packing them full of ingredients. What I love about the pipette thing as well is that, A, you're not putting your fingers in, and, you know, you can't get other bacteria in. It is a good one, and I do really like Loctican. As I say, this is really good as well for anybody that has got any kind of greasy skin or normal skin, because it's got a light oil. It's very, very light. It's very good for people that work in London when you're around all those, well, anybody really, but you know, all the fumes and stuff you get, the petrol fumes. It's very good for environmental stress, like environmental damage. So anyway, moving on. Right, now
moving on, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay,
you're going to be here after 12 for a little bit.
Okay, yeah, okay, cool.
No rush. I'm going to play Lee Luscious. This is her with Attitude.
Okay,
and that will take us up to the news, otherwise you'll get clocked off.
Oh, okay. I don't want to get clocked off.
Okay. Here's Lee Luscious. She's out there listening. Attitude, love.
If you're looking for some action, I will give you a reaction.